Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 42 of Ninjas and Super Spies, and I am so tired. We are deep in the grass here in Ninjas and Super Spies, at the point where time, space, and language have lost all meaning. We're in the medical and military skills now, and there's a problem with every skill on this page. Like, maybe I was not ambitious enough. Maybe I should have done a podcast about the dumbest thing in every paragraph in Ninjas and Super Spies, because this is, I don't even know where to begin. Let's begin at the beginning. Let's begin at the top of the first column on this page, and let's just talk about how all these things would work. We'll just rattle them off. There's the first aid skill. 55% chance of success. A failed roll means the patient has not responded to treatment or that treatment was improperly applied. You'll remember from the healing rules that doing it yourself with no training is just as good as first aid, which means that if you've only got about a half chance, like a 50% chance of using first aid successfully, and if you fail, then you've mistreated someone in a way that could hurt them, there is literally no advantage to applying first aid over simply having that person, if conscious, take care of themselves as best they can and try to walk it off. The paramedic skill is, by about fourth level, much better than treatment in even the best of hospitals, and gives you, if you're in a coma and you're rolling to see if you can, like, survive and wake up from that coma, a paramedic can help you with that roll 10 times per hour, unlike a hospital, which can only help you with that roll once per hour, which means if you are in a deep coma and may die, you are much better off in the care of a paramedic during that time than a hospital. The plastic surgery skill is remarkably effective at 66%. It's 60% plus 6% per level. And unlike all these other skills that have different, you know, pluses and minuses to jobs of different complexity, makes no distinction between, for example, giving someone a boob job and completely modifying someone's appearance to make them look exactly like someone else. All just baseline difficulty. The medical doctor skill, as we mentioned days ago, requires no chemistry, biology, or advanced mathematics. Furthermore, it has no rules for healing hit points, healing those injuries from those random tables we saw weeks ago, or performing surgery, which are the primary functions of the skill. The only rules that are given under medical doctor is for diagnosing and treating diseases, which is interesting because the only other medical skill in the game is pathology, and that's what that skill is for as well. On to the military skills, we find aircraft, armor, and weaponry, which allows you to repair military vehicles, which is something we just had on the previous page, under a different name. And the next skill we get is the same thing, armorer, which allows you to maintain, fix, modify, mount, and figure out most military weapons, explicitly including military weapons mounted on a vehicle. There they are, right next to each other, Tweedledee and Tweedledum, two skills that do the same thing, breathing the same air, taking up space on the page. The next skill is demolitions, which doesn't just give you a skill, but changes who you are. Because demolitions provides the person with an advanced knowledge of the use and workings of explosives and detonation devices for the purpose of blowing up bridges, buildings, and sabotage. Nice of the game to inform us what uses bombs might be put to. Something player characters never need help with. This includes all types of explosives, such as mines, dynamite, plastics, nitro, blasting caps, etc. And furthermore, general life skills. This will increase a character's awareness of suspicious rope, string, and wire. So, if your GM ever tries to pull some shit on you with a suspicious wire, or like a string laid out across the ground that's going to set off some kind of makeshift bomb, and you're going to get blown up, you throw your dice down on the table, slam your fist, and you say, "Hey, open up the book. Open up the book to page 42. I've been listening to my MDC, the Mega Dumbcast, and I know that when I have the demolition skill, the rules specifically provide that my character has an increased awareness of suspicious string. I know my rights, and I'm not going to let your flawed rules mastery result in me stepping on a landmine and probably having to sleep for 8 hours and eat a muffin before I can have all my hit points back." Next up is the military intelligence skill. This is all kinds of espionage bullshit, takes up about a quarter of the page. This is all the stuff that we wanted in the espionage skills, only it's crammed into one skill that's not in the espionage category. It's in the military category. In a game that, I remind you, has three skills for hiding small objects on your body. In a game that has 3 to 4 skills for walking through the desert. This one skill, military intelligence, includes intelligence principles, observation techniques, counterintelligence procedure, estimating ranges, knowing what to report to superiors, handling prisoners of war, handling documents, chain of custody, assessing number of troops, direction, and purpose, assessing the importance of military information, documents, and prisoners, working knowledge of indigenous guerrilla warfare groups from around the world, the practices, concealment techniques, appearance, and current activities of those guerrilla warfare groups, recognizing suspicious activities that indicate guerrilla action, and identifying specific guerrilla operatives, the identification of enemy troops, officers, and foreign advisors, learning the distinguishing ranks and marks of various militaries, pinpointing and confirming enemy operations, goals, and movement in the field, and assessing the meaning of all of the details that you gather using this skill. So this skill is all the things you would do as a spy, basically, except it's not in the spy category. You only get it if you're a soldier, because all of these abilities are all one skill in this game. They all have the same skill rating, which is the extremely specific 42% plus 4% per level of experience. As we're going to see throughout this book, some numbers are very specific numbers, intentional numbers, and this has been a question that has plagued me throughout my life, because as you know, dear listener, I have been reading Palladium books since I was quite young, and I've always wondered, how on earth did the author arrive at, like, the precise skill percentage for military intelligence? 40% plus 4% per level of experience would not be an accurate simulation of the way military intelligence works. You need that extra 2%, that extra flat 2% with a 4% increase per level to really get across exactly how difficult every facet of military intelligence is. I can't enter the deranged mind of our author. However, I can identify that under the armorer skill, which allows you to mount, modify, blah, 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 military weapons onto vehicles and installations, there's a note that this skill is equivalent to Roadhogs, automobile, armor, and weaponry. Roadhogs is a Palladium game that no one owns. And so, almost out of spite, I'm going to identify that note as the dumbest thing on this dumbest of pages. Join me next time as I try to remember what is meaning and what is words in this fucking book on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.